Joining me now on the KCBX Newsline is Professor Herbert Waite with the Molecular, Cellular, and Developmental Biology Department to help explain how this process might work and the multitude of uses it could potentially have. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you.
So now, as I understand it, you were inspired by mussels, not the kind on display at the local gym, but the kind you might order with garlic and wine sauce at a nice restaurant, right?
Yes, UCSB has a 15-year history in working on the wet adhesion of marine mussels.
So when people see like the side of maybe a pier or a ship and you see the mussels that are sticking to that, they're attached somehow, and that's what really caught your fancy.
Yes, in a chemical sense, the adhesion that mussels can engineer to practically any surface is based on a really weird protein. And I say weird because it's a protein that's chock full of L-DOPA, which is normally associated with treating Parkinson's disease.
Is that related to, like, dopamine, which is in our brains?
Yes, exactly. It's the precursor for dopamine.
Ah, really? Okay.
Yes.
So you're able to, what, take this protein that the mussels produce naturally to stick to things and,
yes,
and work it into the polymer somehow?
Yes. We can paint very, very small quantities of the protein onto one surface, then bring the two surfaces together and measure the force for separating the two. If the force is very high, the protein is very adhesive. And if we only paint one side of that interface, it's practically like a super glue. However, the protein has to have the DOPA in it in order to stick, okay? So that's got to be clear to the listeners that it's the DOPA decoration in this protein that makes it so sticky.
Hmm. What would be some marine applications? I imagine boat hulls that could self-heal and those sorts of things?
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. All kinds of ideas like that. But actually, the lowest cost-affecting hanging fruit, so to speak, would be in dental and orthopedic applications.
So joints and that sort of thing?
Yes, that's right. And so dental fillings also rely on PMMA, this very common plastic related to plexiglass. And those fillings, we all know they're not permanent. Those interfaces change with remodeling or just with eating, and the bacteria reinvade the interface between the tooth and the plastic, so they loosen and fall out. And in that case, the PMMA plastic often cracks within itself, microcracks, and that leads to the loosening that could be fixed by having a plastic that's capable of self-healing in a wet environment.
All right. Well, Professor Herbert Waite with the Molecular, Cellular, and Developmental Biology Department, thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.
You're very welcome.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.